This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Belichick talked about it with Brady where, like, you know, something he did so well was just avoid negative plays. And I think that, like, they'll look to him to do that most of all. But, you know, defenses are going to have an entire season to study him. And, you know, it's not going to surprise me if Jaden Daniels struggles for half the year and if Caleb Williams struggles. I mean, you know, it's a process. And I think that, like, of all those guys entering their second year, it wouldn't surprise me if Drake ends up having the best season because of who's calling plays. And because he has so much success simplifying the game through a quarterback's eyes.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Seth Wickersham, ESPN.
Josh McDaniels' best friend.
Yeah, they seem to have a relationship, I would say. Josh McDaniels, good guy. Good offensive coordinator. Do you not feel better about the offense with Josh McDaniels as a coordinator?
You know what? A little bit of the shine came off for me after that Raiders stint. I was just kind of like, really, dude?
He's a bad head coach. We
you
know
couldn't that. Learn your lesson in Denver. You did that with the Colts. You get another opportunity with the Raiders. You get fired twice in season. Like, dude, what is – there's something off. You know what? Coach offense, do not be even come close to being my head coach, please.
Perfect.
Ever.
And that's what he's doing. He's coaching an offense. He's coaching a quarterback. Last time we saw him coach a young quarterback here, he took him to the playoffs. Like, that's all you're looking for, right? Lead a young quarterback to even a misleading playoff season. Just give me what you gave us with Mac Jones. They win 10 games that year, 10 or 11 games that year. They go to the playoff, 10 and 7, and then you get smoked by the Bills in the playoffs.
That might have been 9-4 at one point, and then they had a bye week, and then everything fell apart.
That was the best coaching I've ever seen out of it.
Yeah.
You know, it was interesting because he was looking, it just felt like his opportunities to be a head coach again were slipping away, and he really needed to have a good year with Mac Jones to show everybody that he still got it. And Mac Jones in preseason is like going out there in the third quarter and like he's doing 2-minute fast pace offense and he's boom, boom, boom down the field, score, boom, boom, down the field, score. And they got off to a great start his rookie year, Mac Jones. And so Josh looked like he was, you know, a genius, I thought, that the start of Mac Jones's career.
So Josh.
And then that parlayed that into a head coaching job. And then
yep,
we saw
and then it went south.
Yep.
And then. Davante Adams said, get me out of here before I die or something, whatever he was making up.
Dudes are smoking cigars when he left.
Slightly more colorful words in that soundbite.
Yeah, it wasn't great. But he's back in the role. I say it all the time, the Peter principle. You ascend to the level upon which you fail, and then you go back to the level what you're good, right? So not all coordinators can be head coaches. Now he's a good coordinator. Do your thing. Stay as a coordinator, right? Why are you making that face?
I never heard of that. The Peter,
Peter principle. You ascend to the level upon which you fail.
I like that.
So you keep moving up the ladder until you fail, and then you go back one step to the level where you proved you were good. That is
learn something,
level.
Man.
Stick around. I'll teach you a few things. You're not the only one that has like lessons and slogans and things of life. So the Football Power Index, Dan, you put this in the rundown a couple days ago. Football Power Index, if you're not familiar, is ESPN's complete analytical breakdown of the NFL. It tells them each week who's most likely to win matchups. They run simulations for Super Bowls, blah, blah, blah. So they put out their projections. And their projections for the Patriots in 2025 is between 8.1 and 8.8 wins. So they're right on the cusp of that over-under at 8.5, basically, right? Just
that's literal 500 is what that number is saying.
Yep. That is what it's saying. They're a 500 football team. You know, I chose the under, but would it stun me if they somehow got to 9 wins? That's a little more negative than Ted and Fitzy had been, and I say had been because suddenly Ted sees a couple days of passing camp in shorts and is backtracking. Like you wouldn't believe. So, what do we think of the computer modeling of 8.8 wins or 8.1 wins, Fitzy? Is that are you disappointed in the analytics of the computer?
Nope. I still feel like the over is the smart bet here in this equation. I just think it's going to be. I just think it's going to be tougher than everyone else thinks. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard to get to. They're not just going to march their way to 10-7, and no one really marches their way to 10-7. That speaks to a grind out season where you come out on top just a little more often than you end up losing. That balls bounce your way more frequently than they did the previous season as well. 8.5 is the betting. It was 7.5. Don't forget. Then they had a good free agency period. Then they had a draft. Everyone gave an A double plus two, and then it got bumped up to 8.5. So betting the over there seems to make sense to me, but I certainly don't expect that they leave that total in the dust. It's not like I'm not 13-4ing this team by any stretch.
Man, feels like the right number. I mean, based on the schedule, based on the all the free agents they brought in, based on the draft, based on the new coaches, it feels like that is the right number.
And just for comparison purposes, like a couple teams that are around them, they have the Bears at 8.2 to 8.7. Another team with a new coach, a young quarterback, talent, turnover, changes. Also, interestingly, in the AFC East, the Miami Dolphins, 8.2 to 8.7 wins. So they think they're going to be neck and neck.
I'm not in on them. Wow. I'm not in on the Dolphins this year.
And they won 8 games last year.
The Football Power Index. The thing that I found interesting here is some of the percentages they give. They give playoff percentage. Patriots have a 33.9% chance to make the playoffs. Feels high to me.
I mean, seven teams make it from each conference.
A 1-3 chance to make the playoffs. Their chances to win the division, 14%. That seems high.
That feels high.
Their chance to make the conference title game, 5.8% chance.
All right.
Chance
You're
to go to the Super
there's
Bowl.
A chance.
They are telling you that, Fitzy. You'll like these chances, too, because they're telling you there is a chance they go to the Super Bowl at 2.2% chance. Mm-hmm. And there is a chance they win the Super Bowl. At 0.9% chance.
I bet you in 2001, I wonder what that would have said about the 2001 Patriots.
Similar to
this. 0.9, probably?
Maybe less.
Maybe.
Maybe
you guys
less.
were coming off a 5-11 season, right?
Yeah, very similar. Coming off 5-11, 4-13.
Were people talking about the 2000 Patriots heading into 2001, crushing the draft and free agency the way people have been throwing roses at this team?
No. No, because the free agent class didn't have stars. You didn't have $100 million Milton Williams out there, right?
Right.
You had Mike Vrabel as a restricted free agent.
Clem was our second rounder.
Yeah. You weren't getting. And in fact, there was the fight about the pick because Ron Borges wanted, what's his name, the receiver, right? Not Richard Seymour.
David Tyree.
Kayshon Johnson. Kayshon Johnson.
No, David. He played for him later. Went
Boston?
To Michigan. Big receiver. Not
nope.
that big a receiver. Terrell? No, David Terrell.
David Terrell, correct. No, yeah. I said Tyree. I apologize. That's triggering in Boston. I'll
60-1 odds. That's what the 2001 Patriots had to win the Super Bowl. 60-1.
So that's 1.67.
So they were slightly better chance to go to the Super Bowl than these Patriots.
That feels about the right number. And look, and then you keep saying to everybody that I'm backpedaling. I am. Look, it depends when we have the conversation. If you ask me. Okay. I'm moving still. I'm moving pretty good. I'll backpedal a little bit. It's just. when I hear kind of things I'm hearing about the receivers, about Stephon Diggs, it just, if did I have him at 10 wins? I have him at, you know, 9.9 wins. You know, just a little.
He took a tenth of a win.
A little
off.
Bit of a 9.5 wins. Okay. Like it, oh, no, it all adds up. It all adds up to mean something when you hear all of this stuff that maybe is starting to pile up. So, yeah, it's going to impact how I feel. You know, you need to ask me what you think the season's going to look like the day before the season starts, when I know I've seen everything. I've seen OTAs. I've seen mini camps. I've seen training camp. I've seen preseason. Then I'll give you the most accurate prediction I can.
Okay, I look forward to us fighting that day as well.
There you go.
The most consistent comp made to who Drake May is, or people hope that he'll become, obviously, is in the same division, Josh Allen, right? And
which
their,
I don't totally understand, but yeah, that's
their
it.
Their rookie year stats are ultimately kind of similar, not in wins and losses. Allen went 5-6. Drake May went 3-9. But in terms of yardage, pass yards per attempt, yards per game, Drake had more touchdowns, fewer interceptions, believe it or not, than Josh Allen as well. Year two, 2019, when Josh Allen, halfway through the season, made his leap under Brian Daboll, and we're hoping that Josh McDaniels catches up and helps make the leap with Drake May this season, they went 10-6 and they made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So 10-7 this year for the Patriots, coming off of a good draft and a solid free agency period, seems to, again, kind of make sense as well.
Well, if he makes that leap, I mean, there is that necessary leap.
Sure.
That is what the proponents would say. The detriment would be, I don't know, what does the surrounding cast look like? For example, ESPN ranked the surrounding casts on offense and said the Patriots, just a stiz. If you had to rank where the Patriots running backs, wide receivers, offensive line, surrounding cast on offense was for Drake May in the NFL, there's 32 teams. Is it the best, the worst, or somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle.
No, it would be last. ESPN says 32nd for your New England Patriots. I mean, Fox. 32nd for your New England Patriots, the complimentary cast around Drake May. So, is it possible Drake May makes a nice leap, a Josh Allen-like leap, or maybe not quite, and they still lose games because the running backs, the offensive line, the wide receivers all stink? Well, Fox Sports thinks that's a possibility. Ted, is that too low?
Too low? What do you mean?
The 32nd ranked complimentary cast.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No. Based on last year and based on what I've seen so far, I mean, I've heard the offensive line sucked, and I've heard the wide receivers have sucked in camp so far. So they were both the worst units last year. And look, I think it's maybe the running back situation to me is an upgrade. Trayvon Henderson, I'm sorry. That's a dynamic piece that they did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Have last year.
Should be.
To go with our two good, you know, other running backs, solid, you know, with Ramondre Stevens back there. So, look, I think it might be a little bit too, but it's right there. I mean, 30, 31. I mean, I don't think it's that far off.
Dan Bolt?
I'll give you the comparison. Your 30 and 31 teams are both of the teams that play in MetLife. So the Jets are at 30, which is wild, and the Giants are at 31. Would you take either one of those supporting casts over what the current Patriots have?
I mean, my instinct is to say yes for the Jets. I get Garrett
Well,
Hall
they both and, have elite wide I mean, receiver
Wilson
ones.
And, yeah, like, yeah.
Malik, yeah. You got Malik Nabers.
Yes, I absolutely Darius would take
Slayton.
Those.
Yeah.
Just Malik Nabers alone, and then subsequently Garrett Wilson, sure.
Oh, wait till Diggs gets back from this boat trip, man.
Yeah.
We're all
we'll
in
see.
Trouble.
We'll see.
I hear he's going to have a lot of energy just bouncing off the walls. Crazy energy.
Oh, he's a lucky guy,
there are
guy,
other
huh?
teams, too, like the Saints. The Saints' talent, get out of here. I mean, Chris Olave seems like he might be, for all we know, he's been so dinged up the last couple of years. Alvin Kamara has been dinged up as well. And the teams like the Panthers, what, Tet McMillan? And Adam Thielen all of a sudden overwhelm all the talent they have in Foxborough. I feel like 32 to 25, we'll say, at the bottom of the supporting cast judgment, according to Fox in the NFL, is probably reasonably comparable to one another. Obviously nowhere near some of the elite teams.
And this is where when I was arguing with you, Ted, I think they've upgraded at a lot of positions, but I think they upgraded from embarrassingly bad to maybe they're okay, or maybe they're me. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Professional.
That they like competent, or I think I phrased it, they caught up to the pack. They were trailing the whole pack. Now maybe they've caught up to the pack a little bit. And I don't even know what wide receiver if they have. I'm still very if Stephon Diggs is not healthy and not being a good, I don't know, impact guy in the locker, I don't know what he is. So if he's not available till October, and he's kind of a dink off the field.
That has me very worried.
Has Jalen Polk taken that huge jump? I know Tom Curran said good things yesterday, but what did Tom Curran keep saying? I thought he looked good last year. I thought he looked good last year. Well, he sucked last year when he got on the field.
I mean, they're saying that he looks good in his rehab workouts. Like, that's the bar we're going for.
You know who I did that with for like 3 years?
Yep.
Tyquan Thornton. I thought Tyquan Thornton had the
best training
camp.
I told you not to.
Training
I warned you every
camp.
Year.
Every the rookie year, you know who my measuring stick for best rookie training camp at wide receiver has been Deion Branch. He was awesome. He looked like he was ready to play in the NFL. And guess what? He was ready to play in the NFL. Tyquan Thornton was the second best in that whole span of whatever that was, 20 years of rookie receivers. I thought Tyquan Thornton was the second best. Tyquan Thornton stunk. He never did anything for this team on the field. So you have to be careful with that little leap from the practice field to the game field. But
man, usually translates.
But my worry is, like, Javon Baker, what is he doing? He's already kind of in the doghouse getting yelled at by, like,
Tayshaun Booty.
I mean, Kyle, Tayshaun Booty, not in shape. Yep. I guess Kyle Williams is the guy that people seem to think is looking good, making some plays. But rookie receivers, even
can't
when they
count on
you can't count on them. So this wide receiver position, and then we get to the offensive line. You have your doubts about Will Campbell, right?
Yeah.
What he's, you know, what the upside is, where he levels out at.
I don't have any doubt, though, that he's an upgrade from what they had last year.
Yes, but upgrade from horrific to crappy?
Nope. I would say serviceable. He's going to be a serviceable left tackle, which is better than what we've had.
Will they get serviceable play out of the wide receivers?
I'm more concerned about. I am not so sure about that.
Yes.
Is that the biggest concern right now? Are we back to wide receivers the biggest concern on the team?
It feels that way, Fitzy. What do you think?
Jesus, what year is this?
I still say primary concern should be the health and growth and development of Drake May, followed closely by offensive line, then wide receiver.
No, but
if Drake is a mess, the team's going nowhere. If the offensive line is in tatters again, Drake's going to be a mess. Team's going nowhere. Lesser quarterbacks or even greater quarterbacks have gone further with cruddier wide receiver rooms.
There's easier things to work. You can work around maybe an offensive line that's sketch or a wide receiver group that's sketch. What's hard to work around is a quarterback that isn't
right.
That isn't that can't do a lot of things. You know, I mean, it's if you're limited in the quarterback position, then you're really screwed.
And we need to be, I guess, consistent, because I was just going to say something that I think would be contradictory. I think we all believe Drake May is going to be competitive, competent out there. Like, the wheels aren't going to fall off Drake May. I don't believe the wheels are going to fall off. I don't know if he's going to be a top five MVP candidate.
Well, he's had such a good spring so far, so why would we think that?
But that's my point.
He's setting you up, Dan. It's the rope-a-dope.
If we're bitching about the line and saying the line is not showing good signs, right, and the receivers aren't showing good signs in shorts on the practice field, then we have to be worried about Drake May. We have to be consistent, right?
Mm-hmm.
If practice matters, if I look down at the reports out of Gillette and OTA practice matters and I'm going to bitch about the receivers and I'm going to bitch about the line, then don't I also have to bitch about Drake May looking crappy the first two practices?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Okay,
yeah.
So we can't just whistle past the graveyard of Drake May, even though I think he's going to be good and I like him and he's talented. He doesn't look that through two OTA practices.
If I've misled anybody, I apologize. I said he's got special talents. I'm not saying he's going to be special. He has abilities that are special to me.
What's your track record with quarterbacks? You know, we're getting to know each other. We haven't done a show for a long time. What's your track record over the years with, you think a quarter, like, I'll give you an example. I thought Sam Bradford was going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Bradford sucked. Like, there, Zach Mettenberger. I don't know if you remember that name.
He was out of LSU.
Loved him. Thought that guy was going to be a stud. He sucked. So, like, and now I've had hits along the way, too. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, like, what, in your mind, do you think you're pretty good 50-50?
I don't think I'm that good.
Not that good.
Projecting college to the pros. I'm not.
I don't like this.
I'm not the best at it.
So your confidence in Drake May could be concerning.
Who was the NC quarterback that went to the Bears third overall?
Caleb Williams.
No.
Mitchell Trubisky?
Thank you.
You liked him?
I thought he was great.
Oh, Jiminy
Christmas. So there you go. I thought Mitch Trubisky was going to be a hell of a quarterback. God. So there you go.
Oh, my God. I don't know you're the guy saying Drake May is going to be special.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You and Ben Solak.
But can you just see like his skills, like his, like the way that he looks at the line, the way he reads the defense, the way he moves, like the strength of the arm, like everything is there. And now you have somebody, if there's going to be anyone that helps him do the calculus and put it all together on field, it's going to be McDaniels. He's got two seasons to figure it out. If he dragged Mac Jones and Nelson Agholor and Hunter Henry and Damian Harris to a 10-7 record and, you know, in a top 10 rushing game and a top 14 passing attack in 2021, I would like to think that he could do something comparable, if not even better, with Drake May.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.